Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to the show.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have now come to the main event of the evening.
Okay, y'all, this is it.
It had to happen sooner or later.
It's party time.
We deserve an adventure.
Y'all ready for this?
Hit me.
Live from Kansas City, it's the Up All Night Radio Show with Stephen McKay and Travis Winters.
Howdy.
What's up?
I'm Stephen McKay.
And I'm Travis Winters.
Welcome to the Up All Night Radio Show, broadcasting live from beautiful Prairie Village, Kansas. With the snow and everything. Looking over the light of the city from high atop the KCR building. Broadcasting on the massive Mac and Travis radio empire of stations.
Yes, it is massive.
KCR and then the cockroach up there in New York City. Welcome to the show.
How you doing?
This is the Howdy 2010 show.
Woo!
Rather than bringing it in, by now everybody's kind of out of it, all the partying. So
all
just,
the alcohol has settled.
It's settled, so we're just going with the Howdy 2010. Welcome.
Oh, by the way, they're wanting to change that to 2010.
2010, what did I say?
2010.
2000.
Because that's too long.
Oh, okay.
You got 2010.
2010. Well, we got two more years to have this beautiful show. I guess it's just 1 year or 2 years. No, we have 2 years before 2012.
For the end.
Or 2012.
2012, yes.
Yeah, I heard that we're going to blow up on the deal. So hopefully it happens during our show. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be awesome. The world's going to end right now.
One last fart joke as we leave the planet.
The aliens are invading from Uranus.
Live team coverage. We'll have to do that on the 2012 show if we're still live.
We'll have to look and see if that date actually hits on a Saturday.
That'd be awesome.
Tell me that wouldn't be fucking cool.
That would be. We would be...
waiting any moment for the world to come to an end now.
Since we almost died on the air in a tornado.
Massive tornado.
That was awesome. That would have been good radio. We would have got...
We would have got blown, that's for sure.
One way or the other, we're going to find our success, even if we have to die to do it, right? What's going on tonight?
Oh, let's see. We got a lot of stuff. You got the Artist of the Week. You got the Babe of the Week. You got the Babe of 2009, which is always awesome because, if you don't know, she's the best-looking babe all year.
Yes.
And then you get, of course, a guitar bong. What would a show be without a guitar bong?
Yeah, there's people out there right now. They're very interested in that.
Oh, yes.
Our musical aficionados are going, wow, a guitar bong.
Sweet. See, a bunch of other stuff. We'll talk about it when we get back. We'll be right back. More Up All Night with Mac and Travis.
Hi, this is Steve Falter here from the English blues rock band Nice as Pie, reminding you to join me every Friday night at 11 p.m. through till midnight here on KCOR for the Steve Falter Show, and also 12 noon Sundays is repeated, so join me then for some great blues, some great rock, and a few good laughs as well. And bring some booze, will you?
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan. I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org. And connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
say too many bad words. We have a damn right to say whatever the we want.
Minor detail.
And we're going to fucking say it.
Saturdays at noon.
You're a fucking piece of shit. If you are that easily offended.
Listener discretion is advised.
I can't do this.
No, just keep going, please.
No.
It's going good.
You're an asshole.
Hi, this is Stephanie Miller, and you're listening to the Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Travis, two bigger losers than me.
All right, we're hungover, but we're here. Well, I should say you're hungover.
I'm no longer hungover. I'm good after 2 days of recovery.
Well, we'll get to some of that stuff here in a minute, but let's get to the business so we can actually officially begin the show.
Sweet.
Yes, the Howdy 2010, or was it a 2010 show?
2010.
Howdy 2010. And good riddance to 2009 gone.
You got to do the wave.
The funny. Oh, well, you're on the webcam, so you could do that. Head up to the website. Now, here's the website. You got to go there.
It's tricky
to get there, but once you're there, you're going to find it's the control center for this entire show. And if you don't go there, then you're going to be totally confused and not know what the hell's going on. You go
it's
to
like Travis.
It's like Travis. MacandTravis.com. M-A-C. That's how you spell Mac. M-A-C and A-N-D. Travis.com. MacandTravis.com. You go to the website, and let me tell you what you're going to see. You're going to see our show notes. Those are the things we're going to be talking about throughout the next 2 hours. You're going to see the featured artist of the week, the 2009 Babe of the Year. Slide on down a little bit farther. You're going to find a webcam with Travis. There's Travis. That is Travis. What's the shirt you got on?
It's the National Guard American Hero shirt.
Very good. And then to the right of the webcam, you're going to see the chat box. And that's where we go in there, and Travis is in there. Oh, my God. Your wife's in there, too.
I know. It's amazing.
Wow.
Hello, baby. Welcome to the show. You haven't listened for a couple weeks.
It's been at least a month. Yeah, months. I know it's been a couple months now since she's been in the box, so that's pretty cool. Is she awake, I wonder? She's just going
to... She's just literally typed in, I'm here.
Now I'm going to lay down on the bed, and I'm going to bed. And I'm going to turn on Titanic on the on the TV.
Here's newsflash, spoiler alert, the ship sinks.
Yeah.
Just letting you know.
Actually, we have a lot in common with that Titanic. The show does. Because, you know, you go and you listen, but you know we're going to sink. You know we're going to be a disaster, but you still got to listen, right?
Still going down.
You know what's going to happen, but you still listen. That's what happens. There you go. It's going to be another disaster. Also, if you want to email us, it's macandtravis@gmail.com. You also find a link to our MySpace and my Facebook page. We need your Facebook page up there. What is it?
Travis Winner, or Winner's Travis.
Winner's Travis. And also, now I was working on the phones.
It's Winner's Travis.
That's not good.
Maybe it's Travis Winner's.
That's why I haven't posted it, because I didn't know what it was.
Well, you got it. I send you shit, free shit all the time.
Oh.
You know, Mafia War
fish.
Stuff.
Yeah, I sent you a free fish.
Oh, thanks.
I sent you a fish, so there you go. Put it in your tank.
Some fish heads.
And also, here's the deal on the phones. Now, I've got them hooked up. They seem to work fine.
But?
Well, and then I've got the Skype working. The Skype's up, and it works. There's the ID. It's shown right there. KC Online Radio is our Skype number. Now, the regular phones, it has not been turned on yet, so it's not my fault. I gave them the money, and...
you did your part, they just haven't done theirs.
The holiday and all that, and the phone number is not working, so...
Did they give you... We'll be out from a time from midnight to midnight, sometime during that time. Please be home during that time.
Give them the number so they actually...
All right, here's the number.
And you can call it, and you'll find out that it's not... connected.
Or maybe it will be.
Maybe it will be, and then we'll answer.
It's 901-201-6397.
We're going to have that posted on the big wall here, so we just look up at it.
A little scribble marker.
Yeah, that and no cell phones. We need to have that.
No, yeah.
And yes, we're funny. Or applause or something like that. So anyway, there's the website, macandtravis.com. You find all that crap right there. And there you go. So, we're getting underway.
Sweet.
So let me tell you about a little bit about this is the first segment. It's about the wonderful about us. Freelance, all about us. And I missed out on the whole New Year's thing.
You did.
I had to work, so then this morning I woke up and I had a GI party. So see, I did have a party.
Nice.
And for those people that don't know, what is a GI party?
Oh, it's something you don't want to be part of. It's a cleaning party.
Yeah.
Usually involves some toothbrushes.
I actually did use the toothbrush around the bottom of my toilet.
Nice.
So the house is fairly clean.
I did not miss that much. No.
So needless to say, I have nothing exciting to say about the holiday. But I don't know how far you want to go into your event, but you had a pretty astonishing, would you say it astonishing?
I would say it was astonishing.
Holiday, and how did you celebrate it on New Year's Eve?
Me and my wife went out to with another couple to a alternative lifestyle club is what we'll call it.
And this is not gay, by the way, not the gay alternative.
It might be gay.
It could be any alternative.
It could be any alternative.
Just an
maybe
alternative.
It's all about feet. I don't know. But we went to with a couple friend of ours. We went to a club. It was really nice, really nice. There was a lot of people there. It was much bigger than I thought it would be, but it was a nice place, and got tore up.
You got tore up. A lot of magic stuff going
lot
on.
Of,
there.
A lot of drinking. A lot of drinking.
What was it, the Admiral? What'd you call it? Admiral?
The Admiral Nelson. It's if you don't know what that is, tape Captain Morgan and put Admiral Nelson's name on it. Is basically what it is, but it's about $10 less a bottle. Mm. It's the cheap route, but man, it'll do the trick. And yeah. I figure an Admiral's higher than a captain, ain't he, in the whole Navy rank
absolutely,
structure?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you want to drink something better.
That's right.
So, obviously, I have people bombarding me at this very moment on the Yahoo Internet Messenger, which, by the way, is yours, is Mac and Travis 2.
Mac and Travis 2.
What is this alternative lifestyle that you describe? Could you be more specific?
I'm not going to go into where it goes to, but it's alternative lifestyle.
So we're not going to speculate.
You can speculate you want.
I can speculate. I can speculate. There's a lot of stuff
Let's
going
just
on.
Say it's illegal in about every state, and we're not going to go into that.
A lot of that going on.
There might have been some of that going on. I cannot attest to that fact, but there might have been some of that going on. This guy wasn't getting none of that, but it might have happened to somebody else that I don't know.
So you had a good time then, I presume.
It was a great time.
This first time.
It was a nice place. It was
classy.
Classy. It was a classy place. I would say classy. We dressed up nice.
Is this your first time at an alternative lifestyle?
First time ever. It was weird.
Your wife enjoy it? I mean,
or
did any one of you freak out and go, "Oh, stay away from me"?
No. Oh, but it was a good time though. We had a great time. Everybody was really nice, and I don't mean really nice. I mean nice. Just everybody tasteful. Thank you, baby. It was very tasteful.
Very tasteful.
Not like salt or anything like that.
You're leading yourself down these roads. I'm not saying anything here.
But no,
it's kind of cool though. You know, it's.
It was fun. It was a good time.
You said it was a large place, too. There was a ton of people.
Man, I didn't.
It wasn't some shady back room.
No, it wasn't.
Six
this was actually an establishment, all for this lifestyle, and it was cool. I mean, to say the least, it was pretty cool. We had a good time, and it was a BYOB, so you can bring whatever you want and get freaking hammered, and it doesn't cost you $7.50 a fucking drink, which was awesome. Because basically all you buy for you pay for your own stuff. You take it in there and you drink whatever you want to drink.
Bring everything that
That's
you need.
Right.
That's
so
cool.
if you want
there's music
Admiral in. Nelson's and Coke, you just bring the Admiral Nelson's. They provide the glasses. They provide the Coke. And you just drink up.
Yeah.
Drink until you're content.
I'm doing the best I can by not saying things, okay? I'm doing the best I possibly can.
It was fun.
I mean, I could say
it was a good time.
I'm moving on. Okay. So, but it was classy, and you said there was like hundreds of people there.
There was I talked to one guy. Festive. He said it was at least 250 people there.
Dang.
And then he said that's not. There's like 400 and some odd people that signed up to be there.
Wow.
I was like, God damn. That's a lot of friggin' people.
And there's dancing, I presume.
There was dancing.
Music and all kinds. Was it more country or just sort of oldies?
It was more popish. That's the only thing I didn't really like about it, was that it was more popish. You know, like the Britney Spears, your favorite girl. And by the way, if you haven't seen Britney's new video,
she's hot.
She's smoking hot.
Wow.
Oh, 500 people signed up. She's corrected me in the box. See, this is why you need to be in the box every week. That way you can correct me.
That's right. So what's the other comments in the chat box there? What are people saying?
Grinding music is what she calls it.
Grinding music?
Yes.
So that's not really pop. That's more, I don't know.
Techno? Techno-ish? Well, it was pop because they played Britney Spears. I know they played Britney Spears. So I just happened to look up and Britney Spears was on a big projector.
Did they play any of this?
No, they might have. I might have not heard it though.
Probably another part of the building. You might
Have. That might have been another part of the building. I'm not really sure where exactly that was.
Oh, that's kind of cool though.
But it was really fun. Everybody was super nice.
That's cool.
I mean, you figure
alternative lifestyle, you got to be more open-minded.
And not all uptight,
just freaking out on everybody.
I was very impressed with how nice everybody was. It was a cool place.
Wow. First time.
Now ask me if I'm going to go back.
You've been married, what, 15 years?
15 years. Now ask me if I'm going to go back. I know you're going to ask me.
I didn't know if I could go there, but I'm going to go ahead.
And we will more than likely go back, if nothing else, just for the fact that...
Just for the good music.
Just for the good music. No, just because it was a nice place. It was a nice place.
Yeah.
I mean...
You went back for the aviats. The
aviats. It's like going to Hooters. You're going to Hooters for the wings, right? Every time. It was a nice place.
Now, can I talk about the little short skirt?
Oh, yes. That's
now, this is what we were talking about, aviance.
This is aviance.
You had a girl there. Please describe the girl
that you saw.
All
right. As I told you, I didn't much get past...
Here, let's get a little music in the background for you. Go ahead.
I didn't get much past her breast, but I did see a flash of her face at least once. And she was hot. She was decently hot, but she had a rocket bod, and she wore a little short. When I say short, it was maybe, I don't know, 3-4 inches long Catholic schoolgirl outfit, skirt, and G-string, and a top. And I don't even remember what she wore on top.
You didn't make it up that far.
I didn't. I made it that way like twice, maybe, out of the dozen times I seen her.
Now, of course, you hear all kinds of stories. Everybody tells stories about these type of places. Would you say that the people in general were good looking?
For the most part.
I mean, there was not just a bunch of weirdos. There was some good looking guys.
Yeah.
And your wife saw some good looking guys.
I'm assuming she saw some good looking guys.
Maybe she'll say in the chat box. But you saw some good looking women.
There were some very attractive
women. So it wasn't just all, you know.
Fat guys like us?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. People like us, is what I was going to say. They didn't look like me, did they? That would have been a big downer.
Nummy.
Thank you very much.
It was just like normal people. Yeah.
And you'd have good and good bad. And,
right.
You know.
Yeah, it was just like going to a normal club. Yeah. Except...
Lots of mingling.
Anything goes, I guess.
Anything goes. Mingling, a lot of mingling,
yeah,
people
was,
mingling.
Yeah,
I mean,
people.
You're not afraid to go talk to people.
No, yes, there were some attractive people there, is what she says.
Attractive people.
Attractive people.
Now, wait a minute here.
Let's analyze girls.
Okay, both.
Yeah, I'm assuming.
And you said there's obviously attractive women there.
Yes, and there were some of the other variety, too.
Okay. All right.
Woo!
Fascinating. Did you walk up to anybody and say...
Do you think they'll ever send a probe to Uranus?
No. Should I have? Probably. It probably would have. That's been a good opening line. Hey, baby. I see you're wearing a short skirt. Think they'll be a probe to Uranus?
I see. Now, I've been to underground casinos before. And it's really fascinating. But I picture sort of, first of all, I picture that when you go to the door, some guy peeks through a little hole and you have to say, you know, a password. You know, Jimmy's penis.
Butt hash.
Butt hash. There you go. That's the key word. And so you go up to the door. I don't think I have a knocking sound. What a bummer. Okay, thank you.
Slang term, butt hash.
And then they let you in with a big lock there. We're going to get to more of this. We're going to get in-depth team coverage.
Team coverage. One-on-one probing coverage. We'll be right back with more Up All Night with Mac and Travis.
Boobies. Boobies.
Hi there.
Hello, this is Les Llewellyn, Road Rash Blues Show.
Hello, this is Mark Kirk, Road Rash Blues Show.
Hello, this is Terry Knoll, the Road Rash Blues Show.
Yes. Okay then, Eric. Let's get ready to rumble.
KCOR, Kansas City Online Radio.
Access granted.
Hi, this is Joe Elliott from Def Leppard for Rad. Planning on going out and having a party? Great, have a lot of fun. But do me a big favor and don't blow it. Always choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives. You should too.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Okay, you ready? The way it's said properly is...
The cockroach!
The cockroach.
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 The cockroach, man.
The cockroach.
The cockroach.
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 Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach.
I had nothing to say. Stop bothering me.
The cockroach.
The cockroach.
The Internet Talk Superstation.
Check us out online at myspace.com/roachradio.
Yeah. Do I need to kick my leg and show off my panties at the same time?
Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Travis.
That kind of activity would have been permitted there.
There's a sandwich action going here.
Man, oh man, oh man.
I don't know if they were making sandwiches or not. I didn't check and see if any sandwiches were there.
That was in the back room.
I don't know where that was.
We have somebody. You can tell me what's going on in the chat box, but I've got a IM message that says,
oh God.
Apparently, I didn't realize I'd read all that.
Apparently,
they do mention that you said you bring your own BYOB, and she said, yes, bring your own boobs.
Yes. BYOB. Yes, bring your own boobs.
All right, so.
Or you can go there and see boobs there. You know, hey.
I got to respond to this.
All right, you respond to that, and I'll tell people what's going on.
All right, what's going on? We got to get to some stuff.
You want to get to the you want to do the Bay of the Week first?
Yeah, we'll continue with this other. What's going on in the chat box though?
In the chat box, me and my wife are talking about what went on at the party. Oh shit! God damn it! Quit it! The mouse is going crazy on me. And then see, Trish was right. It's grinding type music, kind of mixed with pop. Kind of when I take like Britney Spears and mix it with. I don't know, some rap dude over here that makes into their own type music stuff. That kind of music. That's basically the kind of music it was. Yeah. And then, let's see. What else he's saying here? Something about some patience. Everybody's got patience.
All right, well, you keep looking at that. We'll continue to move on.
I'm surprised nothing else has been said about this topic. Usually when I get in here and start talking about something, everybody starts hitting me.
We'll get back to this. I'm getting hammered over here, so with the IM messages. So yeah, we'll get to more of that here in just a few moments. But first, we have the big announcement. Yes.
Oh, yes.
We'll give a big drum roll. Yes, it's the time to announce I guess it's proper to do 2009 Babe of the Year.
Right, right.
And this is the woman that showed outstanding hotness throughout the year.
And I think this is the first time in a long time it hasn't been a porn actress.
That's right. We're moving up. We're demanding more. Demanding more. Okay, you ready for the
drum roll? But if she was in a porn, I would buy it.
Oh,
in a heartbeat.
Oh, my God. And we didn't take nominations or votes this year. I just decided on my own. So
you figure since I've had the last two, you'd get one.
Well, I've just had a crush like crazy on this chick. Here, let me give you the drum roll, and you can give the big announcement to her.
And the year 2009 is Carrie Byron. Which, if you don't know who that is, where the hell have you been?
If you've listened to this show for 5 minutes, you hear me...
At least make one reference to her.
Salivating to her. Oh, my God.
She's that's a Mythbusters chick, if you didn't know. And she just had a baby, what, 3 months ago?
Yeah, less than that, I think. Yeah,
something like that.
But it's really kind of funny. Here, our baby of the week, and she was pregnant all year.
I know.
Is that crazy? Well, that's how hot she is.
Wow.
And her personality. Okay,
so we can tell you maybe you should come to the club with me, huh?
Wow.
Be somebody there for you?
Show up at your club there. I think I'd be running over her to her. Tell us more about Carrie.
All
beautiful
right. Carrie
Byron.
5'6". Her measurements were 35, 26, 35, which I'm assuming they're now more like, let's go 48, 30, 22 or something. Fuck, I don't know.
Wow. Wow, that's odd.
The top part's getting really big.
Probably. She probably is breastfeeding.
Breastfeeding. You know, it's healthier for the baby.
Yeah.
And have them snap some pictures. Hey, go ahead and send those in, too.
That's right.
Let's see. I don't know her shoe size, but...
Aw, there's people... Pookie, we're sorry he doesn't know her shoe size. I'm sure he cares about her. Sorry, Pookie.
But we did find out that she is a SFSU, and if you don't know what that is... Southern San Francisco State University.
Grad.
Go Gators.
Gators in San Francisco.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking something like the
Dolphins.
The Fighting Beavers or the Mad Dolphins or something like that.
Some other fish than that. But, the walruses or something.
Mad walruses.
She's actually a sculptor.
Sculptor.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Yeah.
Well, helps her with Buster.
Yeah, that's and with designing stuff. And what she's pretty smart. She graduated what?
Cum Samalata or something like that. Cum Samalata or something. I didn't write that part down because I didn't. No, I don't know.
Magna Cum Laude.
Yeah, Magna Cum Laude. Yeah, I'd make her come a lot.
Talking about that, back to your last night or your New Year's night, did you have a lot of cum laude graduates around there?
No, cum laude.
Sounds like a good cocktail, too.
Sounds like a good drink.
Yeah, protein cocktail.
Yeah.
Cum latte.
Cum latte. Whoa, yeah, I'd like to cum latte. Yeah, don't we all?
So she's smart, beautiful. She's got everything. She's,
except for porn, which, like I said, even if it's a peephole porn, I would still like to see it.
I'll just go with my mind.
Don't lie to me. Lie to your friends, not to me. Because I know what would happen. I'd be like, hey, Mac, I got this porn. Guess who it has in it? Carrie Byron. You're going to be like,
beyond that. And she's,
I want to see it. And I haven't seen that one on the net.
I did see her, I guess one of her shows. I've been watching... Mythbusters and Pawn Stars all the last couple of days. But I did see her in one episode. I think she had already had the baby. She's astonishing. After she had the baby, she obviously looks like she just had a baby. You know how women do.
Big tits, yeah. Gotcha.
I
know that's not right.
I don't know what the
I'm
proper...
I'm sure I'm getting hammered in a box for that one.
Yeah. I don't know how to say it, but you can tell she is. And she just still looks beautiful, glowing, and stuff like that. So, but anyway... So there you go.
Very nice.
We need your suggestions. See, every week I have to, it's my responsibility apparently to go and find sexy women for our Babe of the Weeks. Please send us some suggestions.
And prepare now. And by the way, Bill Russell also went to SFSU.
Wow.
Amazing. Make sure I get the freaking initials right.
FSS what, you?
SFSU.
The Gators.
The Gators. The Fighting Gators.
Well, if they have a football team, I don't think they do.
Yes, they do.
Oh, my God.
I looked. That's where I found the name at, in the athletics department. I figured that's the only place you're going to find the name of the freaking place.
Cool.
But it's pretty good. She's hot. Congratulations. You made a good pick.
Thank you.
But I'm sure there'll be more.
Well, we're going to... Yes, email us your suggestions, macandtravis@gmail.com. And for the ladies out there, you want to suggest a man, just mail it to Mac, that's M-A-K, and Travis.com. And you'll get a bounce back, and we won't care because we don't care. But if he's a hot blues singer that knows how to play blues music, then we'll put him up there as a featured artist. So let's play a featured artist. How about that,
all right,
baby?
That sounds good. A nice segue, by the way.
You like that?
The artist of the week this week. Hold on, I gotta scroll back up. I forgot his name already. Sandy something? Sandy Mack. I knew it was Sandy something. And he's, I can bring up his page. Here it is. Let's see, where's... Hold on. Where's the information at? There it is. He's been playing for quite a little while. He plays harmonica. I know you don't like the harp very much, but they're going to... We'll play the music, then after that I'll give you some of the bio stuff on him.
All right, cool. I think he, in this song, you wanted that D song, did you?
Yeah, Drunked.
It's not the one he plays guitar. He also plays guitar, I think.
Yes.
But anyway.
This is Drunked by Sandy Mack.
Back down. Well, I woke up this morning. Daylight knocked me down. I'm feeling so bad. Now I wanna jump into the ground. Well, I went out last night. Stayed out all night long. I went out drinking last night. I stayed out all night long. I kept a right on drinking till all my money was gone. I drank a whole lot of beer and then a lot more gin. My buddy come in the bar and set me right back up again. Well, I got up, but the daylight knocked me down. I feel so bad. I wanna jump into the ground. Man, hey. Grab an ice pack for my head. I might not feel much better. My eyes are cherry red. But as long as I keep up with people, you know I still ain't dead. Well, I got up. The daylight knocked me back down. I feel so old, bad. Now I wanna jump into the ground. And all the people always tell me they're like a bright sunshiny day. I'll give anything for a storm cloud to chase the sun away, cause I got love. Daylight knocked me down. I feel so bad. I wanna jump into the ground. Man, I'm feeling bad right now. Say, woman, what are you doing? Turn that light on. Shut that thing on. You're trying to kill me. Pull that shade down, baby. It's too early to get up. 11 o'clock. Hey, that was 11 o'clock last night. There ain't no 2-11 o'clock. Get on out of here. Tell that jumping jack to keep that noise down. All that racket going on in here. Try to get some sleep.
Want to shake everybody up, all the hangovers out
that's
there.
Right, that's right.
And nice, smooth, mellow stuff there.
If you're living in New Jersey, close to Keyport, Asbury Park, I can't even pronounce that one, go up there and see him. He'll go to his MySpace page, which is, where's it at? www.myspace.com/Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y, Mac, M-A-C-K, band. And you'll see his song day or tour dates or gig dates. There it is. That
cool.
One.
And we'll get to a little more of him a little bit later. Plus, we had a request in the chat box. I'll
right.
fill that up.
Sweet.
And we got a live cut of the week. We're going to start that. So we got
sweet
live performance of the week here coming up.
It's an all new show for 2010.
Yes, yes. Howdy, 2010. Howdy.
You're not doing that quite right. Howdy!
Howdy! I don't think we have many people in Texas listening to this. Might be some Texas people listening.
Nice.
All right, let's get to this. Here we go.
It's time once again for What We Learned This Week on the Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Travis.
Well, I think you learned a lot this week.
I did.
We've really talked about it. Going to what's called the Alternative...
Alternative Lifestyles Club.
Alternative Lifestyles Club.
Yes, I did learn a lot.
It was very fascinating.
It was fascinating. I was amazed.
That's cool.
Things that I only thought happened in the movies.
And there they are.
And by the way, yes, they did have a stripper pole.
And so everybody got up there and was dancing at the stripper pole.
No, not everybody.
But the girl with the...
I didn't dance
well,
with
I don't mean
pole.
You. I mean, was there any guys up there? Was there any guys that was obviously gay there?
Oh, yes.
There was.
Yes.
And were there gay couples?
I didn't see.
Were there single people by themselves that were mingling,
I
trying to...
I don't know.
So, I mean, if I went, would I get anything going there?
Maybe.
Or when I get thrown out. You got to bring somebody. A potluck.
I don't know.
Potluck.
Well, I brought these beans with me. I hope that's okay.
I couldn't find a woman, so I brought these. We used to have these potlucks.
I brought these little blue pills with me. I hope someone will like me. For 4 hours or so, it would be really nice. Boop.
Were there any single people that you noticed by themselves? Or just maybe everybody was couples? Probably because
honestly, there might have been couples. I don't know. I know I've seen a bunch of boys and girls dancing, and there were a couple episodes of just girls dancing. I can't really say I've seen any men dancing. Of course, you know, not really looking for that kind of thing. But
and you said that they were all different people as far as their class, I guess. You know, rich people, poor people, the pretty. Just everybody. It was
everybody.
Just like a normal group of people.
Yeah.
You went to Grandpa was there.
Any club.
Age group.
Any club. Any club that you'd go to.
Age group, you know, 70-year-old guy and...
A 70-year-old guy and a 19-year-old girl, you know, hey.
Or the other way around. You saw everything there. Well, that's amazing. So anything I say as far as what I learned this week is nothing compared to what you saw. So.
Hey, we'll be right back with more Up All Night with Mac and Travis.
Get it. Why aren't people buying our tennis balls?
You got me.
I mean, they're fuzzy, they're yellow, they're bouncy.
Oh, well, no doubt about it. We have the bounciest balls in the business.
If people knew how bouncy our balls
are... They would be bouncing on tennis courts from North Carolina to California.
Instead, they buy our competitors' clearly inferior balls.
You smack their balls a few hundred times and the fuzz falls right off.
And soon their balls are totally bald and barely bouncy at all.
What do we need to do to get people to try our tennis balls?
We gotta get the word out.
Word out. Hey! Maybe we should advertise.
Now, that costs money and we don't have much money.
So, yeah, I don't want to advertise until we have more money.
Which we'll get when we sell more balls and
make some profits.
So, we don't need to advertise. We just need to wait.
For what?
For profits.
You're absolutely right.
Sometimes I'm so brilliant I actually scare myself.
Yeah, gave me goosebumps.
Can I see one?
Hold on.
While you're waiting, your competitors aren't. They know something you don't know. It's called advertising, and it works. So get on the ball. This message brought to you by this station, the Radio Advertising Bureau, and produced by the famous Radio Ranch, the Cockroach.
Say too many bad words. We have a damn right to say whatever the we want.
Minor detail.
And we're gonna fucking say it.
Saturdays at noon.
You're a fucking piece of shit if you're that easily offended.
Listener discretion is advised.
I can't do this.
No, just keep going, please.
No.
It's going good.
You're an asshole.
Your mission, should you choose to accept, is to locate the breeze right here on KCOR, Kansas City's online radio. Live every Sunday night, 7 to 11 p.m. Central Standard Time, the Breeze is going to be serving up sizzle. Yeah, baby, on Kansas City's own Blues Rock and Cool Talk.
KCOR. Kansas City Online Radio.
I hate both these idiots. One of them is a sleazebag, and one of them's a douchebag.
It's the Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Travis.
You're stirring up the chat box now.
Yes, there's a lot of... If you're not... on the site, MacandTravis.com, MacandTravis.com, there's a chat box right down the middle of the page. There's some funny stuff going on in the chat box. I'll give you just a little taste.
Okay.
And the little taste is, I mentioned, Blues Cruiser mentioned gay couples in Kansas City, ? Really? And then, Anonymous said no, I said no way, and then AZ put there's plenty. And then he put, maybe not where Travis was, and maybe they're everywhere, believe me, in Kansas City, too. I said, maybe, and then Blues Cruiser, of course, did the old, yeah, maybe you're a 40-year-old guy who looks like 75, and then, you know, everybody laughs, and then he goes, definitely not gay then, so apparently he doesn't think you can be gay.
Who are you talking about, me? 40-year-old guy looks like 70?
Yes. And then, there was a bunch of laughing. Yeah. And
you know, the Kansas City, I mean, it's a big country town, you could say, but there are 2 million people living here.
That's a lot of people. I didn't think there were that many people here.
You can understand why there would be an alternative lifestyle club with 2 million people. So we're a pretty big city. But we're kind of...
metropolis.
We're kind of... It's a weird town because we're not really... We don't fit in the category of East Coast type of city.
Right.
Like, St. Louis, to me, wants to be an East Coast city.
Right.
The way they act. But we're not really a West Coast or East Coast. We're kind of just screwed up, you know?
We're right in the middle, baby.
Yeah. A good mix of weird people. I don't know if that's
it
good.
It sets off any party.
Yeah. Or any alternative lifestyle party. Wow.
Trish, but it's me. I'm here.
Oh, yeah, there are. I won't go there. I won't go there. I want to mention.
Excuse me.
Wow. I want to mention a couple of quick things. First of all, a bunch of us ran into, I was off, of course, Friday, and a bunch of us ran into the McShane Rock Show's chat box during his show, right. And we had a blast over there. McShane Rock Show is on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central U.S. time on the flagship KCR, and I'm pretty sure on the Cockroach. I don't know what time they re-air it, but... had a great time on McShane's chat box there, and also he does a thing called the Wanker Award, and it's wanker off people, and I nominated the Kansas City Road Snow Removal people, and it made it through, and it actually won. So
nice.
So I got to pick the Wanker Award on the McShane Rock Show, which I thought was cool. I didn't really pick it. I got enough votes for it.
I was
pushing for it. Trish was in there. She was pushing for, well, I think Fox. Was it Fox or CNN or somebody? She was pushing for them.
Nice.
And then I forgot what Wyoming Goofy Gal and the Blues Cruiser. I think Blues Cruiser was on my side. And then he comes in and does the crack about me being 70 years old. God, what's that about?
Well, you know.
Blues Cruiser. Come on.
Maybe you'll dye your hair a little bit. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. I do dye my hair.
I know.
Yeesh.
That's all right. I cut mine purposely for that because the gray was showing. So I was like,
I'm telling you, just dye it. It's amazing. And I use the tanning stuff. The fake tan?
Nice.
And I put it on my face because after I shave.
Right.
I got a weird face.
Right. It was real white there.
White, and it doesn't, for some reason, it just breaks out in a rash.
Right.
But the stuff in the tanning stuff clears it right up. And so you put it on your face, and you don't break out or anything like that. It's
nice.
Great.
Nice.
I think it's iodine. But,
nice.
And of course, I always look like I'm
That's
tanned.
That's always good for you.
I got the tan, so.
What'd you do? I took a dip in some iodine.
I was telling some people a while back that I was... how do I put this? I was alternatively looking at adult entertainment on the internet.
Right.
And I grabbed the wrong lotion.
Nice.
The stuff with the tanning in it. I have a golden
penis.
Now,
it is what I say it is.
It's
black
gold.
Dunk.
No, it's golden. Golden red, because that's what it comes out to be. So, I don't know. But anyway, let's move on to what we got going on here. Yeah. Oh, we got to play this. So that's all in the chat box. We got some breaking
news.
Oh,
there's some other stuff going on in the chat box, but you don't want to look.
Oh, they're hammering me. Now, see, how come people find my lack of sexual life more interesting than yours? Because I guess you're getting it everywhere. You get it out in public, and I can't even get it anywhere.
I don't get it no out in public. Gold member.
Gold member.
If you're not in the box, shame on you. You should be in the box. There's funny crap going on in the box.
I got Golden Rod here. That could be my new nickname.
The Golden Rod. Now a hive for Prairie Village, the Golden Rod.
You know,
you can open up the show.
You know what's amazing to me? And part of it is, of course, I'm not living with anybody anymore. I was there
right.
for most of the year.
Right.
And I have been living with somebody for 20 years. First it was my wife and then this other person. And for 20 years I've been with somebody. So really I have not been out single
right.
in that length of time. And so I've been focused in on house stuff, you know, oh, this, go see the grandkids, go do this.
Right.
You know, that sort of stuff. Now I'm kind of getting back into what's going on in the world.
Right.
Like I was talking about last week, the Cinemax.
Right.
And
right.
the HBO with all the boobs and all the nudity and all the sex. And now you're talking about this place. It's out in the middle of...
BFE.
Everywhere. And people are just, you know, doing whatever they want to do. And I'm going, man, have I missed out on everything in the last 20 years? So it's just really weird. It's just... The world has changed. It's good, I'm sure. Man, I just want to. I like to get involved in it though. I am a naive 47 year old. Very naive.
Woo. Wow.
All right, well.
Nothing. Don't read the box. Just keep going.
All right.
If you're not in the box, you should get in the box to read the box. It's funny.
Let's go to the show notes then. How about that?
All right.
Let me read what this person's saying.
Oh, you don't want to read none of this stuff in all the box. Right. It's funny, though.
All right.
You can read it after the show. Cause you, it's good.
Okay. The website, you're already there, probably looking at the chat box and seeing him hammering me. We'll go to the show notes right there. The show notes. And first item on the show notes. I'm not going to click on it. I guess I could. You click on it.
I clicked on
it. I don't even want to play it. It's a, let's listen to the guy say. Well, it's a bong guitar.
This is the world-famous Chronicaster guitar. Check it out. It's got two hot-wired P90 pickups, locking tuners, and it's a hell of a bong. Yeah, it pulls evenly for a good smoke that wraps itself around the complicated electronic wiring. Notice how it's sealed off to protect the innards from resin and gunk. The body of the Chronicaster is made of high-impact plexiglass. Bulletproof plexiglass. The same plexiglass that's used in some of the finer delicatessens right here in New York City. And a guitar like this can last a lifetime. What do you say we load it up and give it a ride? Now, the first thing you want to do with your bong guitar is you want to make sure it's in tune.
You got to make sure it's tuned.
Sounds pretty good to me. Let's load it up and give it a twirl, what do you think? All right. I got some nice Halle Berry nug right here. Love this guitar.
Love this guitar.
Tommy Chong used this guitar in a movie. All right, is everybody ready? All right.
Oh, that is awesome. That is like an awesome guitar, man.
Oh, man.
Deja vu. AZ, does that look familiar?
They were fine.
Nice.
He's forgetting about play.
Oh, woo, some good shit. What is that, man? It's
a Chronicaster. A Chronicaster and my adventures. I can walk everywhere I go. Who the fuck is this thing called? Savage tales of pot, porn, punk rock, pro wrestling, talking apes, evil bosses. Oh, a bunch of other shit, man. Todd, you gotta get yourself a bong guitar. All right, let's turn this.
There you go. The bong guitar. So
that's awesome. That's that's a very good idea.
It is. My
that's a multi-million idea right there. Multi-million.
Multi-million.
If you could just figure out why to put water in there to make it nice and clean, it cleans it all up, I'd be a billionaire.
There you go.
Or at least make a couple $100.
That's you're talking like somebody that's high.
No.
We could make millions off of this.
We can do it. We can make millions.
You'd have to have the Guitar Hero guitar.
Oh,
long guitar.
Yes.
There you go. Have you been playing that anymore?
No, I'm still a rap god on easy. I played one song on medium, went, oh, what the fuck is this? And instantly sat down and just gave the guitar back to my kids. Go, here you go.
There you go.
I'm almost content to beat the game on easy. I forget, I got that far.
You got to work up.
That way I can play it on excellent and be like,
they don't have anything like that going on at the alternative bar.
What, guitar playing?
Yeah, no, the Guitar Hero. They could have Guitar Hero.
Yeah, I imagine they could.
Guitar Hero
Night.
They
put anything they want to in there.
At the alternative lifestyle bar, as you call it.
Maybe they have some of those mats you can do the little dance on?
Yeah. Now, this next one.
Or a big twister game?
This next one, I got to set up for you. This one, I love this video. In China, steal a woman's purse and you'll pay. Now, let me tell you the story before you look at it, because this is the aftermath of what happens. The guys on the motorcycle just snagged a woman's purse.
Okay.
And this guy on the bicycle is not going to tolerate it. So You watch it here, and that's the reason he's doing what he's doing. He's riding along, and he sees what happens. Music in the background.
Holy shit!
Give us a blow-by-blow.
He just picked up his bike and just threw it at the dude as he came across on a motorcycle. Just threw it at him. And those dudes, both those people just, oh man, they felt pretty good.
Look at him and walk. Then, he's like walking right at him like, come on. Well, now he's going to change his mind and run.
Yeah.
He was a tough guy for a second, and then he became a pussy.
That's pretty funny, dude.
I love that, man.
That's great. I like how he just pedals and stops, hops off the bike, and just calmly picks the bike up and throws it right at him, knocks him off. That's funny.
I love it.
Now, good see, that's the, way, justice should be done.
There you go, with a bike and a bong guitar.
Yes. That's probably what he had strapped on his back. Mm. Nice. That was awesome.
Next item on the show notes is very interesting. This is God is Everywhere. This is what Trish gave us this?
Trish gave us this.
And this is all the things in 2009. You know, Jesus in a tree. We got, what is this? Jesus in a Kit Kat.
Kit Kat.
Man, that does kind of look like it.
See, you get the bottom of the jar, or the jar, the lid of the jar, like taking the lid off the jar. You got, what are the other ones? Grilled cheese, and I can't remember
the iron.
The iron one's kind of cool.
Yeah,
and then one that I don't know. It's like got the doll and got something kind of looks like the doll on the wood or something. I didn't understand that one too much. But that's weird though.
Oh, that's the Virgin Mary.
Right, there you go. That's the one I was thinking of. But that's
very interesting.
Unique. Yeah. You know.
And you had a. I made homemade cookies, and you had a cookie that looked like, what, Pac-Man?
Pac-Man.
Or Miss Pac-Man.
Miss Pac-Man, or one that had a little
wiener. Penis?
Little penis hanging off of it. Or so, it could have been a bong cookie.
So I'm making porn cookies.
You're making porn cookies. Didn't even know it.
Didn't even know it. I couldn't eat it, because I know I'd be gay if I ate that cookie penis.
Maybe you need to go to the alternative lifestyle bar.
What they serve there? They serve food?
No, they had meat trays and vegetables and chips. And, you know, they had a bunch of sausages laying around everywhere.
They had meat trays. Yeah, they did. They did.
Now serving number 12. Vegetables, chips, dips.
Cucumbers for the ladies.
Cucumbers for the ladies. I didn't realize I just walked right into that one,
didn't I? Alternative lifestyle bar. Let's see. What else do we got going on here? On the show notes.
Do you want to do the redneck one?
Yeah, that's kind of fascinating.
I just loaded it up.
All right. There's more redneck stuff. More redneck fun on the show notes.
That's right.
Give us a blow-by-blow on this thing.
It's a water skiing. Redneck crane water skiing. And, God, this has got to be good.
Okay, my friend's got to be on the recording for the YouTube video.
So, they got a mud pit.
Water skiing.
Water skiing.
Mud hole water skiing, South Carolina.
Wow. And basically all it is a crane set in the middle of this big mud hole. And, dude, dude was skiing. The thing was just kind of going around, and dude was skiing on it, and it lifts him up out of the water. Actually, it gets too high. The dude gets too high, and actually lifts a guy up out of the water, where it's like a... That could end very bad if that guy would let go at the wrong point. Very bad. Like, throwing him all the way out of the pond bad. That or throw him back into the bobcat. Or not bobcat, a little crane looking thing. It's pretty funny, though.
More redneck fun right there. Right.
Any which way you can. Hey, we'll be right back with more Mac and Travis on Up All Night Radio Show.
Hey, Hey, this is Mark Kerr. If you're ready for the blues rock experience, then I invite you to join me each and every Saturday evening from 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time for Mark Kerr's Blues Nation, right here at the home of blues rock and cool talk, KCOR.
Oh, Jane, you remember the Italian place?
Where we had that homemade ravioli.
Oh, that was so good. And the salad with the prosciutto.
And that pesto dressing was out of this world.
Croutons.
Oh, yeah, so good.
Oh.
Ooh, let's eat there.
Where was that?
I don't remember.
What was it called?
Oh, it was so good, too.
What was it called?
Ooh, look at this. Homemade biscotti.
Let me see the ad.
Ooh, and fresh pasta.
Hey, let's go there instead.
Out of sight, out of mind. Don't let the world forget about you. Advertise. A message from the Radio Advertising Bureau, Adweek Magazine, this radio station, and the famous Radio Ranch.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. But it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of vets who've got your back. Whether it's managing the transition home or everyday stuff
like finding a nice sweater for my dog.
Sweater?
Okay, maybe not that. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
Mac, if you can't stop staring at my tits, I'm gonna quit. It's Mac and Travis on the Up All Night radio show.
Never drink alone, that's what they say. But you know what? If you drink enough, you will never be alone, all right? People will find you. And that's when all the bad stuff happens, right? Just sitting around doing nothing, right? You know what happened one time? Drunk, nothing to do. End up doing what? My penis in my fish tank. All right? No, I did it just to show them who's boss. All right? They were getting a little uppity. Even the diver guy stopped bubbling. He's like, blah! Then they hit in the castle. And like all good times, it always ends when your grandma walks in, doesn't it? Get that out of everything! Time for supper! For the porno. I like a good porno movie. I'm even watching gay porno now. I'm running out of straight porno. I just pretend it's two straight guys that got there really early. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you're right. That is a great joke. That one is good. If only it was a joke. Some people are against porno movies, and I say, hey, Ohio, Kentucky, and Iran. I say, hey. Whatever a man and a woman and another woman with a penis and a midget do to a donkey, that's their gosh darn business. Just masturbation. Where's the harm in it? Where is the harm in it, I ask you? I masturbate. I do it like I think if I keep doing it, I'm going to win something. That's the way I do it. One shot, one kill. Two men enter, one man leave. There can be only one Highlander. If you ever get caught masturbating, and I hope it doesn't happen to you. All right, now listen up. There's a lot of young people here. Listen up. This could save you a lot of years, all right? I'm telling you. This is what you do. You get caught masturbating, okay? Your fantasy world has collapsed on you, all right? Now it's just you and shame hanging out together once again. This is what you do. First, look surprised. And don't worry, you will be surprised. What's happening? Ah, bad locksmith! Then say this, okay? Quick, get some help! My hand and peony are fighting! Get some help, a hot towel and a chicken burrito. This is a battle royale. Oh, hey, 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 oh, hey, oh, hey.
Dave Attell there. Thank you, Pookie, for sending me that.
I can't control it. Somebody help me.
Masturbation. And yes, women do it too.
Nice,
so you ladies in there don't go, oh, that's so sick.
Nice.
That's disgusting.
You're thinking about it just as much as we do.
That's right. Well, maybe not quite as much as I do, but
all right.
But quite a much.
Yes. No, you want to tell them what this was we got?
Huh? Hold on.
Okay.
I'm fighting a silly mixer over here.
You're fighting your hand?
Whoop.
Oh, shit, that doesn't help.
That doesn't help much. Hold on. Let me
wait
get here.
For it.
If
wait
I just,
for it.
I just wiggle shit.
I don't know.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Well, it's just not working real well on one side, and that kind of irritates me to death.
And let me go. It's my side.
I don't know what the deal is. Oh, well. I don't think it sounds too bad, but I'm sure somebody in the chat box will tell us if it does.
Yeah.
One of the sides on my mixer is not working as well as the other.
Nice.
So we're kind of coming through one side of the speaker a little more than the other one, which I don't like.
This is your right hand's fighting your left hand for control
of
your
sliders.
Penis.
See, I keep this one covered up because I don't want dirt to get in the sliders.
Right.
And it doesn't seem to matter because it's the one with the problems. And the other ones that are open that I never put nothing over, that's the ones that have no problem. And I don't understand.
Nice.
Anyway, yes, you have been making beer.
I have been the brewmaster.
Yeah, you're on the webcam right now. You've got a glass of this concoction. You've called it. What do you call it? You got a name for it?
This is the stuff they sent me. This is the pale ale they sent with it. Note, if you can't see, here, I'll hold it up to the light.
It's dirty, that's for sure.
It's very, well, here, let me find a good spot here. As you can tell, it is not very clean looking. It is very dirty. This is the bottom of the barrel here.
All right.
This is the very last. I filled all my bottles, and this is what was left.
Just leftovers, and you brought it in.
And I brought it in this cool blue mason jar to keep out the light, because, you know, light destroys beer, brewmaster fact.
All right.
But,
did you take any to your alternative?
I did not. I just did this today.
Because you know what this looks like.
It looks like a white Russian.
Okay, we'll just go with that. How about that?
But, that's not right. But we're going to try it, and it smells good.
You tried it already?
I've tried a little bit of it at the house. Just
now, this is not completely done, but
it's not completely done. This is going to taste like flat beer.
All right.
Because it hasn't had time to carbonate yet.
All right.
So we're going to take a little
bit. Now, what do you got a name for it? You got to have a name like, I don't know, Travis 69 or something like that.
No, 69 will be the professional grade.
Okay.
This is trial. This is Travis 1.
Travis 1. Let's call it Carrie.
No, it's not good enough.
It's got to be good. Oh, okay.
Do a maple vanilla beer. That sounds pretty fucking good.
Right, let me try it here. Let me
sniff
it.
Try it. You sniff it.
It sniffs. It smells like beer. It reminds me of a strip bar, actually, when I smell it.
It reminds me of an alternative lifestyle bar.
Wow.
The one I just went through the other night. Wow.
Maybe for you, but not for me here. Let me try it. Okay, here we go.
All right, you try it. He's taking a sip. What do you think? It's a little strong.
It's flat.
It's flat. But here in a week, we're going to bring the good stuff, the stuff that's sitting in the bottles right now, and we'll see what that tastes like. What do you think?
I think the taste is okay. Like you said, it's flat, and that makes it missing stuff.
Right. That does give you the bubbles, the bubbly sensation.
But it's not bad tasting. It does have, it is a, what do you call those, pale ales?
It's a pale ale.
Yeah, definitely a pale ale.
But there's a, it's not too bad for being what it is right now and this being the bottom of the barrel. And like I said, the bottom of the barrel is a lot cloudier than the top, trust me. The top, the first 7 pints that I canned, or that I bottled, clear. Clear as day. The last one looks about like this, and then this here, which is off the bottom. But I did put a little bit in here for you. And if you let it sit in your refrigerator, because I know it'll be dark in there most of the time, let it sit in there.
It'll actually carbonate itself.
It'll carbonate itself, and it will clear out.
All right.
Which will put a little more sugar in it before the end of the night, and that way. You can drink this next week, and then we'll bring in some actual real beer.
All right. Man, it takes forever to make beer.
I thought it was 3 weeks.
3 weeks, at least.
3 weeks. This will be the third. Well, the end of next week will be the third week.
I'm anxious to get some dark beer is what I want after.
That's the next project. I'm going to go up to the store probably Monday.
Cool.
And give a good look-see at the store that might have some stuff like this for me to brew, and then I'm going to get some dark stuff.
Cool.
That way, 3 weeks from now.
Probably be longer than that.
Oh, no. Well, I don't know. The dark might brew a little longer, but it's not very bad for being what it is.
Does it get better with age, the longer you keep it there?
Gotta hope so.
All right, cool. keep us updated on the beer info.
Yes.
We got to get to the live cut of the week. Yes, we did get a request for some David Gerald. We're going to play that in the next segment. And hopefully get to some more Sandy Mac. Man, we got all kinds of music to go. But we got to have a live cut of the week. It's our new feature here on the Up All Night Radio Show. And who do we got?
Hold on, I haven't seen it. Oh, it's B.B. King, Eric Clapton, Buddy Guy, and Jimmy Vaughn. And the name of the song is Rock Me Baby.
Rock me, baby. Rock me all night long. Rock me, baby. Honey, rock me all night long. Rock me, baby. Like my back ain't got no bone. Honey, rock me slow. Rock me, baby. Honey, rock me slow. Rock me, baby. Till I want no more. Thank you.
go. That's sweet. And I guess Blues Cruiser is in the chat box, and he can tell BB's going to be in here in Kansas City. So.
Oh, that's awesome. I want to go see the show so bad.
I think it's a Tuesday or something goofy like that.
Wow. Jeez.
So I don't know. Oh, man. So drinking your beer there, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm drinking your beer.
I'm going to leave it in there for a few weeks. I'm going to let that stuff clear up and fuzz up.
Oh, yes. And, well, the stuff for next week should be good. Like I said, it should be really good. Yeah. We'll have it next week. We'll drink it next week.
Be a regular brewer connoisseur. I bet you'd be popular at the alternative lifestyle club when you bring your beverages.
Be like, hey, doop.
But you can get any kind of thing going on you want there.
Mr. T's fine hard-brewed beer.
I don't have enough time to tell you the story.
Oh, God.
I guess I do.
All right.
See, when you talk about the alternative bars, I remember why. I'm sure you, some of these people are as old as I am, but the porn movie Taboo with Kay Parker.
Right. It's a long time ago.
Long time ago, in the Bush era. And we're talking about a different kind of Bush era. But I remember one scene, because she goes to an alternative lifestyle club.
Right.
And it turns out that there's this whole ring of about like 20 people in a big circle all doing each other. And it all connected to each other. You know, let your mind kind of work. That's right. Let your mind work on how that would work. But there was orifices and extensions going into every possible realm.
Wow.
So that's what I pictured, but that's not the way it...
Not that I seen.
It's not taken out on the floor in a way. So.
I'm just saying, not that I.
Did you have a? Did it have a big glowing ball? You know, like did you guys sing "Old Ang Syne"?
No.
What'd you guys sing when the?
What? Nine is 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yay! Happy New Year! Shots.
Wow. did they have a
disco floor?
Well, no. Somebody that came up there and said, "Hey, countdown: 5, 4, 3, 2, 1."
It's kind of
Happy New Year.
Just kind of happened.
Excuse me? That's what I'm waiting for to hear the details on.
Just kind of happened.
We interrupt your regular broadcast to bring you this important news bulletin.
He said it just happened. So, Miss T in the Box, you can give us more details on that.
Just kind of happened. I did see one of your movies today, though.
What's that?
See, was it How to Fill a Bikini or something like that with the Nat Funicello?
Oh, yes, yes.
I have to admit, I got caught up in it. I was like, nice.
I bet she'd go to an alternative lifestyle place, that's for sure.
That would be nice. Maybe not so much now.
No, I think she's dead, isn't she?
I don't know. Hey, we'll be right back with more Mac and Travis and Up All Night Radio Show.
Dominic Forbes every Sunday morning, 10 till midday, here on KC Online Radio.
Soft rock classics. Dominic Forbes.
Okay, you ready? The way it's said properly is...
The cockroach!
The cockroach.
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 The cockroach, man.
The cockroach.
The cockroach.
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 Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach.
I had nothing to say. Stop bothering me.
The cockroach. The cockroach.
The Internet Talk Superstation.
Check us out online at myspace.com/roachradio.
you may not use rage-enhancing substances such as caffeine, nicotine, alcohol, crack, cocaine, flippies, jellies, stingers, trick sticks, bing-bangs, or flying willies.
It's Mac and Travis on the Up All Night Radio Show.
It's the Onion Radio News. NASA and NASCAR will merge. This is Doyle Redland reporting. NASA announced today that it will join the wildly popular NASCAR racing circuit in time for the coming season. The NASCAR space shuttle, sponsored by Sunoco and Gold Bond Medicated Powder, will be piloted by veteran driver Ernie Irvin. But an early exhibition race in Talladega, Alabama, where the shuttle averaged 2,300 miles per hour, resulted in a dead last finish due to a pit stop that took nearly 2 days. Still, NASA spokesman Ed Young is optimistic.
People love the danger of auto racing. They love knowing at any moment there could be a violent, deadly crash. And believe me, racing fans, you haven't seen anything until you've seen a space shuttle explode on a tight curve.
The shuttle did provide some real excitement during the test race, however, when its massive solid-fuel rocket boosters were jettisoned into the Speedway grandstand, killing more than 1,500 wildly cheering spectators. Royal Redland for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
How awesome would that be?
That's just crazy.
All the more reason to watch it at home.
Yeah, NASCAR fans are freakish, aren't they?
They are.
And I consider myself a NASCAR fan, but I'm not that freakish.
Oh, maybe I am.
I get bored after a while. All right, we had a special request.
Right.
Maybe AZ Racers in the box. What song number was that that he wanted?
I think it was 2, I think.
Number. Well, of course.
I think it was
it's
2.
It's my favorite cut off of the CD.
I'm going to scroll up here.
It was
still going up.
David Gerald with his CD, Hell and Back. And yes, this is my favorite too.
I think it's number 2.
I'll play the blues for you. We're going to play number 2 anyway because I like it.
All right, cool.
So if it's wrong, AZ Racer.
Yep, number 2.
You're out of luck. Here we go. So.
Come on over into the place where I was. Oh, loneliness, you know I've tried to do. I'll play the blues for you. Don't be afraid. Come on in. You might want to cry. Some of your old friends. Oh, I'll play the blues for you. Ain't no big name. Lord knows I ain't no big star. I'll play the blues for you.
ideas.
Not so much.
Now, here's what you need to do.
Okay.
You know what you people need to do out there?
All right, let me write it down.
No, you don't have to write it down.
All right. Sweet. I must already know what to do.
Yes, you do. You need to go to David's website. Now, you can find his. I'm sure AZ Racer is going to put his website in the chat box.
Oh, yeah.
But if you can't find it, go to the KCR featured artist page, and you can find his link there. You need to buy this CD. Now, why do you need to buy the CD?
Because it helps.
Well, that.
It's fucking awesome.
It's freaking awesome. But if you listen to it on the Mac and Travis show, you're not hearing the best quality. The absolute best quality is having a CD or buying a download of it and having it right there in your iPod, your whatever you call it. Whatever you back in the day
your
it was
listening device.
Listening device. Whether you are at a alternative bar or wherever you might go, you can go with it anywhere if you have an iPod. Nice. Or back in the day, we had stereos. These things called stereos.
Boom boxes.
No.
Put them up on your shoulder.
I'm talking way back into stereo land.
You mean eight-track?
Quadraphonic stereo.
8-tracks and.
And I'll just mention that here in a minute, but I got some things to talk about. On that, but get it because that's the way you're going to hear the best quality. And this guy is freaking awesome. So
www.davidgerald.com.
That's easy, man. Easy smeezy, right?
Easiest one ever.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're going to be hearing more of his music on our show. And he talked about coming to Kansas City. I don't know when that's going to be, but if at all possible, you and I are going to be there. And if at all possible, maybe I know he's pretty big time, but maybe he would be willing to come into the studio here. And do the show
that would be
if he's
awesome.
Not doing a show himself or something.
Right.
But he's awesome. But talking about the olden days, if you'll look back behind Travis on the webcam.
Let me make sure.
Can you see it?
Yeah, you can see it. I just want to make sure I could.
Pulling out all of my Fleetwood Mac and Stevie Nicks memorabilia and hanging up, finally. And what I'm trying to do is I'm going to get all kinds of collection of artists and stuff. And make this kind of a shrine to music. Not just Stevie, but shrine to music. But anyway, those up there are my best of the best of my stuff. They are picture discs, those actual albums, old albums, and they're picture discs of Fleetwood Mac.
For you kids that don't know what an album is, it was a big CD.
Sort of thing. That if you left it near a heater, it would curl up into a taco shell bowl. And you could also, they were really cool, the covers, for the album covers were great to cut your coke with.
Or roll a big fatty with.
Yeah, well, you can sort right through your pot with, too, yeah. But anyway, overall, do you see it over there? You can't see it. But
can't see it over there.
Over there, but there's a half-speed master, and that's a little bit thicker CD. And a little bit thicker album. Yes, I'm sorry, I'm way off. And you could only play it like 20 times, and it was like the closest thing to CD quality that you could get in an album.
Right.
And so that's my other prized possession.
Well, how many times have you played it?
Obviously they don't have a player anymore, but I probably played it maybe 6 or 7 times, and I of course recorded on 8-track or.
No, beta.
No, not 8-track. I was really big into cassettes, yeah. So I'm sure I recorded on a cassette that way, because I had a big stereo, fancy quadraphonic.
You were awesome.
I was the man. And I had a double 8-track player. Nice. Double 8-track player, baby.
That thing was a monstrosity. It was about this freaking wide, and it took up this whole room, but I could play two of them at the same time.
Now, maybe AZ and Blues Cruiser and everybody else in the box that is my age can kind of, well, they're probably younger than me a little bit, but tell me why, what happened to the big speakers? Because I had these speakers from hell, big-ass mothers. And now you go to people's houses and they got these little speakers in the corner. You don't even see the speakers.
Let me tell you
what happened to the big ass speakers.
Let me tell you what happened. This is exactly what happened. They took those great big speakers that you had, and made them this big because they can produce the same sound.
All right, with the Bose Wave system.
Trust me, I heard a dude that a guy had 4 of those little speakers. Man, these things were probably 2.5-inch. 2.5-inch by 2.5-inch speakers. And when he cranked that thing, it was every bit as loud as big speakers.
Wow.
And it was clear. It wasn't just,
It's just not the same, because back in the day, you'd sit with the stereo and the speakers, big ass speakers around you. You know, whether you are participating in
extracurricular activities,
smoking of any kind, you know, of any kind, special smoking establishments, whatever.
Like a ball guitar your friend had that you happened to hit off of.
And then you sit there and you listen to music, and it just doesn't happen much anymore. Now you're, like me, I'm online, and I'm listening to music.
Technology got better. There it is, straight from Cool Breeze.
Well, thank you very much, Cool Breeze. That's what happened to
He's been caught in a time loop for a little while.
Because I wanted to get some more big-ass speakers, and it's like, well, I guess they don't exist anymore.
Crank it to 11. Oh, yeah. How many people know what that means?
Yeah. I had the big 48 channel equalizer. I had it all, man. I was the man back then. All right. How much time we got left here?
Got enough time. 5 minutes.
So we can get some more show notes.
Sweet.
Unless you want to talk to more about your adventure at the alternative
lifestyle. No, let's go ahead and go through show notes. Goodbye, right. Frosty. Goodbye, Snowman.
Goodbye, Snowman. This is a guy in their backyard. They got a snowman. Let's take a look. There's the snowman. Something Trish would do, I'm afraid.
Hold on.
Holy shit, there's a freaking hole.
I think they went a little crazy there for the neighborhood.
Wow.
That was a Mythbusters thing right there.
Wow.
They blew the hell out of and that's what
the hell did they have in that thing?
I don't know. It's amazing.
Jeez, now imagine if they would have only filled that with red dye or something like that. You know, Trish's murdered snowman. That would have been awesome.
If you would have put like a mason jar with red stuff in it, and then when it exploded, it would break it and throw the blood everywhere.
Yes. It would be awesome.
Let's see.
Suppress augmentation?
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know if we want to go into that. Okay. Let's see. Georgia funeral home offers drunk drivers free burial. I thought that was kind of cool.
Nice. Well, you know, instead of offering them taxi cabs or home, just offer them a free burial.
Yeah, that's right. You're going to kill yourself, you get a free burial. So there's a good reason. And we're going to get back into this in the next segment, the psychic predictions for 2010.
Yes.
And being that I am also a psychic, professional psychic, have I been paid to be a psychic? Let me think.
You haven't been paid.
I haven't been paid, but I've come close to being paid. But I'll do my psychic predictions and your psychic predictions for 2010, plus what the quote professionals say. And for you guys, while you're waiting on the to the commercial break, there's Terry Reynolds is still hot. She posted this on her Facebook page because we're friends.
Nice.
And but you might want to read through this marijuana stuffed teddy bear story.
That just sounds like a good thing to me.
Give us the I haven't even read it. I just saw the headlines. I'm going, what the heck
all
is
right,
that? Or you want to do that during the break?
I can read it during break. Hold on. Let me get to it.
Where let's see. Teddy bear. The ultimate stoner teddy bear, a 2-foot-tall stuffed animal filled with marijuana, shows up at a toy store.
Nice. It was, Postal Service on December 22nd. It was addressed to the man named was David Lang in Colorado, but listed Toy Town as a return address. Nice.
Wow.
Nice. That's awesome. They opened it up. He opened the box anyway and found a large blue teddy bear that was described to be as hard and crinkly. Police cut up the bear and found three 10-inch by 10-inch vacuum-sealed marijuana packages. Oh, man, that would have been awesome. I would have took that and went, wonder what's in here. It's my lucky day.
You got to go home.
You realize 10 by 10 inch, you know, that's about that by that. And
is that what women say? Is that 10 inches, women?
Oh, well, you know, I tell them 10 inches is about that long.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, that's just to make myself look bigger.
Yeah.
But
you're going to go home tonight and you're going to rip all your little boys' teddy bears up. And look maybe this one's got some weed in it.
Maybe this one does.
I hope that was damn good weed to be doing that, not ditch weed. Oh. What's the best stuff going these days?
I have no clue.
Oh, come on.
Afghanistan crack.
No.
I've heard of that. No, it's an honest, from what I've heard, it's an honest type of weed. It's called Afghanistan crack.
Somebody in the chat box surely will know.
Ask, well, I won't say ask our resident stoner, but Afghanistan crack is what I've heard.
Ah.
And I heard it's the bomb.
Cool.
Like one hit and you're gone for the rest of the night type stuff. Yeah. I don't know that for sure. But
you're willing to try.
I know.
The alternative lifestyle club.
Lifestyle.
You know, when you know when you came into the studio, you said, I can't talk about this at all.
That's right.
And you've really disclosed everything, and I have not said a damn word.
Well,
I've asked you how many people showed up, and then you go into
I told you how many people showed up. I didn't say whatever actually happened at this place. I don't say
what
whether
it stays
happened.
There.
What happens there stays there. It's like Las Vegas.
Cool.
Hey, we'll be right back. More Up All Night on Mac and Travis.
You're listening to the Music Alternative.
The Texas Blues Cafe, man. All the way. Yeah.
Taking blues into the 21st century.
21st century blues.
21st century blues.
All the music that anyone would want to hear.
I absolutely love your music.
I'm so happy. I am totally hooked on you guys. I'll never go back to the other one.
I'm going to Texas. Yeah, yeah.
Exploring podcast technology and striving for bluescast excellence. We are the Texas Blues Cafe.
Now heard Saturday nights at 10. Here on KCOR Online Radio.
Hey, this is Mark Kerr. If you plan to buy a CD or digital downloads in the near future, make sure that one of your purchases is from an independent artist. We are the future of the music business.
Hey, how you doing? This is Joe Walsh. I'm speaking on behalf of Rad. It's okay to rock and roll, right? But don't drive home drunk. If you're drunk, call me up. I have a limo. I'll come and get you.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Mick Shane from the Mick Shane Rock Show, and you're listening to Kansas City Online Radio, KCOR.
Do you want to see me in a cheerleading outfit? It's Mac and Travis on the Up All Night Radio Show.
People on the webcam saw you go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. I had to go. It was a mixed combination of probably 3 cups of coffee and a little bit of beer. Yeah, it does it to you.
Well, there's a way you can figure out how much alcohol content's in that.
There is a tester.
Oh, there is?
There
cool.
is a tester. Cool. Not in the kit, of course, but
right.
I'll have to go buy one and check the alcohol level because that will be the real main point.
That is right.
Brewing some stuff with some kick.
That's right, baby. All right, we're going to finish up some of these quick show notes because I want to get to one particular one and talk about it a little bit.
All right.
But you guys can always peruse, and I can't even get to the psychic predictions because I want to get to this other story first. We'll try to get back to psychic predictions, but I got one story I really want to talk about. But let me go through the other one. Look out for the big wave. That's I believe it's a destroyer that gets hit by a rogue wave. Very, very rare situation and survived it. That's a very interesting story. Also, I Like Guns. It's a cool song. I'll just play just a quick second of I Like Guns.
All right.
I think this guy is from either New Zealand or Australia. I don't know what flag
it is. I like guns. I like the way they look.
It's from Trish.
I like the shiny steel and the polished wood. I don't care if they're big or small. They're for sale. Hell, I want them all. I like
there you go. So. And I don't know what flag that is in the back. Is that Australia or is that New Zealand? It looks more like New Zealand, but Tommy Brewster's not in the box, so she can't tell us.
I'm watching something else.
Okay. Body scanners. Look at them boobs. Yes, it's the airport body scanners. You can see what they really see. Thank Trish and Wyoming Goofy Gal for the show notes. Also, Pookie sent us the fake picture blog that's not safe for work. You know how much I love fake pictures, and there's a nice little blog of different celebrities showing their boobies
nice.
And other stuff, doing different stuff. I always find it fascinating. And also, one of the Mythbusters rocket guys died.
What?
He's like 40. I don't know if you remember him. He's one of the rocket experts. 47-year-old guy died in a freak accident.
Really?
I think he died, fell off a rooftop. working on Skylights or something like that. I can't remember the whole story. But Eric Gates, and hopefully it, you know, I kind of worry about the guys on Mythbusters because they do really some wild stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And the Mythbusters guys, if anybody knows the story, basically started out like Mac and Travis, just right. Two guys coming up with a show idea and putting it together themselves. Of course, they one big difference is they are successful and we're not, but and they're more talented than we are, obviously.
They got Carrie Byron.
They got Carrie Byron too, so there's a big difference. But we kind of started out. We start out in the same idea of creating something and trying to get it to work, and so we kind of feel something. Also, Katie Horner's replacement. Katie Horner is a weather chick here in Kansas City who's not hot, and we she doesn't
the
know
replacement
she,
is.
Our replacement is, and wow. Katie Horner doesn't know shit about weather either, and I'm still wanting her to be fired from the Meteorological Society, and we'll try to get something going on. But the story I want to get to is this. This is breaking news and very important, big news that we need to really get to.
All right.
It's the item called Device Turns Thought into Speech. Oh, no. Now, apparently what they've done is they've, this guy... who cannot speak, and they hook these electrodes up to him, and this device, who's paralyzed.
He's paralyzed.
He can apparently, with his thoughts, he can talk.
Nice.
And this leads into a lot of very bad things. This is one of those bad science things that we need to stop immediately. And I'll use the example of you because you're sitting here and you're a good example. But if your wife had one of these items or if something like that, let's right. imagine there was an item and you just put it on your head like headphones
right,
that
right.
did this.
Right.
And everything that you were thinking was actually said out loud.
That wouldn't be good.
And you're at the, let's say, at the Alternative Lifestyle Club or you're at Quick Trip or something like that.
That wouldn't be good.
This could be very dangerous. This is not a good thing. It needs to be wiped away, destroyed. I'm sorry the guy, this one particular guy, is just shit out of luck as far as I'm concerned.
I think it's a good tool for them.
But how can you control it? You can't control it.
That would be the thing.
It will go crazy, and wives and women or people at work is going to, you know, I sit there and I tell my, want my boss to go fuck himself.
Go fuck yourself.
And, you know, luckily I don't say it out loud. Occasionally I might mistakenly say something that I didn't mean to say, but
right.
I've done that before. But this device could be very dangerous.
It could be in the wrong hands. It could be very, very bad.
It could be like the nuclear bomb. In the wrong hands, it could be a disaster.
Yes. Yes, if this was on all the time, wow. Well, although it would do this for women, it would definitely clear up the picture of how a man thinks.
Oh, my
God. And know why that every 7 seconds we want to think about sex.
And that women understand that when they have a conversation with a man, not every conversation with every man that they ever have, the guy is thinking about fucking him.
Right.
Or doing something to him very disgusting. You know.
Wow, when she holds her mouth like that, that would look really good around my cock.
Yep.
Oh, shit, did I just say that out loud?
I mean, I could tell you this because you don't know her and anything, but we have a girl at work. She's about my age, and she's Swedish.
Oh,
and she's tall, and I mean, she's not fabulous
tall
looking,
and
but she's, yeah, she's
blue-eyed.
She's Swedish. She has a bad Swedish look. And I'm sitting there talking to her, you know, just in the lunchroom. And I'm thinking to myself, I wonder how you'd look with your legs above your head. And that's something...
That might actually get you somewhere.
No, it'd probably get me slapped.
Now, if she had one in, too, said, I wonder how you'd look over top of me with my legs above my head.
No, we don't want women to have these because I would be hearing drop dead, you scumbag pervert.
You might hear, look at the size of that package.
That won't be talking about me.
Be like, oh, really? Where?
Yeah, I'd be looking right behind me. No, I wouldn't have that problem. Don't worry. So it's one of those things that I think needs to be wiped away. It's
on a case-by-case basis.
You know, I think they need to license it. It should be doctor-approved, something like that, to really restrict the use of this object. That's my opinion.
I agree.
So what's going on in the chat box?
I've just got back in.
All right, give us a blow-by-blow what's going on in the chat box.
No compares, do they? I'd be in jail. Oh, geez, I don't even want to know what this is going on in a man's head. That's what my wife said.
Mm.
It could get bad. It could get bad in there. Men don't think like that much. Wait a minute. Men think like that too much when talking to women causes y'all only hear about every 10th word. That's true. That way you would
never... Now, wait a minute.
That's Trish's... That's why it sounded so broke up, because I also read every 10th word. Men, y'all, 10th word. Yeah, right, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, men, listen, here's the deal. Yeah, you're right. We probably don't hear much, because we're thinking about physics and, you know... No, we're thinking about sex.
The physics of putting your ankles above your head and keeping them there.
If you mention... Here's the deal. You ladies, I want to give you a tip here. This is a secret tip. I shouldn't do this, should I? It's in the man Bible, and I shouldn't really expose any of this.
Probably shouldn't expose where you got
but
that.
But I'm going to go ahead, and it's a special book that we all have, all the men, that we how to conduct ourselves. If you give keywords, we will hear what you have to say. So if you want your boyfriend, your husband to hear it, just say the words like breast, if he's a breast man, you know, boobs.
So you're going to go to this breast store, and you're going to get some milk breast.
That works.
Oh, okay.
You will at least pay attention.
Works for me.
The guy will pay attention. So use those keywords and just, you know.
As AZ says in a box, selective hearing.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's pretty good. That's a good idea, though, with the whole breast, and I never thought about it. Maybe that's how you should start reminding me of stuff. Yeah. I'm constantly going, oh, yeah, you need to remind me of this.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, you need to remind me of this.
You could do that, or, you know, just whip off your top and start talking, and he'll probably pay more attention. You know?
I don't know if I'd pay more attention to what you're saying.
How many times per day do you think about sex?
I don't know. Too many to count.
How many women do you think about having sex with in a day?
Too many to count.
Wow. All right, Miss T.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, the mind wanders. There's a hot chick on TV.
MythBusters is on.
Done.
So there you go.
It's just that quick. It's that easy.
Pigs. But I got a feeling that women think a lot about it.
I think they do too, but they just don't say it.
No, they don't admit it. It's part of their little Bible that we're supposed to keep our mouths shut and make them think that we're only thinking about, you know, other stuff.
Well, yes, dear.
And I know that women probably at some time think, man, I'd like him to bang me hard.
See, if we had mind readers on them, we'd know.
Yeah.
Be like, oh. Okay. It wouldn't be so complicated.
I would like once to have a woman come on that would just be honest. Just totally honest and say, this is the way we think. But instead, they got to talk the bullshit.
Spin. Put their spin on it.
Spin. Just like, they're like Fox News. They're spinners of classic reports.
Fair and unbalanced. And we'll be right back.
That's most women right there.
More back and Travis.
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org.
And connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
With huge egos and tiny penises. They're back, Mac and Travis.
All right, well, howdy 2010. And I guess we should do the yearly thank you to the listeners.
Yes, definitely.
And to the cockroach for carrying Mac and Travis.
Yes, yes.
And we don't know what's going to happen over the next year with you being deployed.
Right.
But we're going to try to keep this thing going as much as we can and see where it leads us.
Hopefully when I get back, we'll be on XM.
Yeah, right. We're going to be, you're going to be here to
Travis, I'm sorry. I've left you for another man. Son of a bitch.
You can hear us on the Titanic, because that's where we're going to be going, downhill.
We need to start a radio station named Titanic, where all shows come to die.
You know, one of the things I'd like to get on is Radio Britannica, and I don't know if he's still broadcasting, but it's a pirate radio station, and he's on a ship. And I don't know if he's still broadcasting, but I remember listening to him years ago.
Nice.
And I mean, maybe some of you old radio guys will know that. But anyway, thank you all. We really do appreciate it and spending your nights with us here.
Yes, it's been great having you all sleep over.
I get to mention that at work, that I get to spend the evening with some chicks. That's what I say. I don't give the whole story because that makes me feel bad. But.
Yeah, me and Lubriderma and
I don't mention the guys.
Vasatina here. We all had a good time.
I don't mention the guys involved. You know. Nice. This is kind of, this radio show is sort of like your alternative lifestyle. Right, you know? A bunch of us getting together.
Let me make a clear and firm statement. I do not have an alternative lifestyle. I just happened to go to one of the bars. It was a good time.
Okay.
That's all further I'm going until the next show, and I'm sure I'll probably say something
else stupid.
Or
the next time you go.
Yeah, or the next time I go, then I'll say something stupid, and then next thing you know.
All right. Well, what else did we do today? What did we learn tonight?
Let's see. Babe of the Week. Artist
Carrie
of the
Byram.
Week. Babe of the Year. I'm sorry.
Babe of the Year. Send us your selections.
Yes.
MacandTravis@gmail.com.
There's a Hot Weather Girl, and I guess we're going to do predictions next week.
Maybe.
We'll see if we can get to that.
If we can.
And New Year's resolutions. You got to have a resolution for next year.
Okay.
All right. Well, this year.
Take care, everybody.
All right. See you guys.
I'd probably do her.
I'd do her.
If I wasn't married, I'd do her.
This is Simon from American Idol. What can I say? That was pure delight. Really, wonderful job.
My baby, and she's not there to hold. And then I ask myself, what am I to do? I'm all alone, and I'm so blue. Alone for your touch, for your love. Laying here in my bed, you're all I'm thinking of. Thinking of.
you're my shining star, my guiding light.